Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
As you know, I do an awful lot of stuff online these days. Social media is absolutely everywhere. And one of the really cool things that I found out about yesterday was all about the Fringe Festival. And I shared an awesome photo and some really cool information about what is coming up for Fringe. To talk a little bit about that, I have Tally Teakle on the line. Tally, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tally, we have got a 24-page program. It's just been released. It's sensational.
I know.
News.
It's been consuming my life for the last couple of weeks, but it's finally out, so we're very proud of it. It's such a bumper program.
Now, 24 pages must mean there is something for everybody for Fringe this year.
Absolutely. And look, in the program, we start off by focusing on the curated stuff that we're offering for free at the start of the festival.
Yeah.
And then there's an A to Z guide of all the different acts and artists that are occurring around the city. So there's 9 days worth of events, but there's like 40 plus acts on. So there is something for everyone. There is stuff for young kids, and there's also stuff to the adult end, which is quite exciting as well.
Now, Tally, I know it's going to be tough, but do you have faves in the 24-page program?
I have a few, but one that I'm really excited about is Yummy Deluxe. So Yummy have been winning awards throughout Perth and Adelaide Fringe. They're a drag queen group, so male and female drag queens, and they are fabulous. They have the full big coloured hair and the long eyelashes and the glittery clothes, and they're just going to be sensational. So they're here, they're our headline act and in the Fringe Showcase, which is the Saturday in the Cave Garden.
Yeah.
So you'll get a chance to see a glimpse of them for free on the Saturday night, and they'll be the last act that's on stage in the Cave Garden. But the night before that is their full ticketed show. The Limestone Coast Pantry are putting that on.
Big shout out to the pantry.
Sorry, big shout. Yeah, they are wonderful, and they're doing a few shows for the Fringe. But that'll be their full adult-only cabaret-style show. So that's definitely something that's a highlight on the calendar.
Now, tell me all about what's going on in the Cave Gardens for Fringe.
Well, how long do we have? Cause no. On the Saturday, it kicks off at about 11 a.m. and goes right through until 10 p.m.
Yep.
So that's 11 hours worth of different interactive activities that people can come down for. The main stage will be operating as well. So there's three experience Fringe experiences, I guess you call them, visual arts, which will have Mel Tricotti will have massive big wooden letters cut out that people can come along and paint. So that's very interactive, wear clothes that you can paint in if you want to take part in that. There's also Lewis Major has dance performances happening. So he brought us trolleys last year, which was sensational. And then Louise Adams has curated the main stage with a whole range of different performances, including live music and some local acts in that as well.
Now, Tally, one of the things that was hugely popular last year was the street party. Is that happening again this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what launches Fringe this year. So it's Friday the 22nd of March from 4 p.m. The Welcome to Country will occur at 5:30 p.m. followed by the Pied Piper Parade. So we're encouraging people to get dressed up, wear your wackiest outfits, the blue if you can, and we'll have our dress up box there. So there'll be costumes that people can come up and grab. And, is going to be led again by Gavin Clark, who's our Pied Piper, and he's also put together a people's choir called Last. So that choir will perform throughout the Pied Piper Parade, and there'll be some guest appearances by different groups along the way. So that's going to be bigger than ever.
Cannot wait for it. Now, I've got to ask, how do we get the program?
Well, definitely at the main corner at the moment, the main corner in Riddoch Art Gallery, and we have volunteers out hitting the streets today, so they'll be available in places like, you know, Metro and the Optus store down at Central and throughout all kinds of cafes. However, we also created a handy little flip book for people online. So if you go to fringemountgambier.com.au, there is a little flip book right on the homepage there that you can scroll through, download yourself if you want to. But I would suggest also grabbing a hard copy because, you know, if I don't say so myself, they look pretty good.
Tally, it's going to be a sensational 9 days for Fringe. I cannot wait for it. You guys have put in so much work behind the scenes to make it happen. Big congratulations to you. And we will talk in the lead up to the 22nd.
Beautiful, and I'll see you there.
Absolutely.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.